Why were you so keen to come back to Hills? Because you had a lot of interest from other clubs as well. So why was Sheffield Wednesday the club for you to commit for the next 4 years?
To be honest, first of all, I have to be thankful to Sheffield Wednesday because they came and get me when I was at the time at Shrewsbury, and they always showed some confidence in me and they always believed in me. So I think we together done good things last year. So that was my first option in my head, I think. It's always been. And really, Sheffield is a good club, it's a good town, you know, with nice people, nice staff, nice players. And I was, I really wanted to work with them. To be honest, they showed confidence and they showed me things which I didn't know. And they put me in an environment where I could express myself. And to be honest, once you find a place like this place, you don't think try sometimes, you have to go for it. And I think I believe that's the best option for me.
Do you feel at home here?
Yeah, kind of, I spent 7 months here. I know the staff, I know the players. So yeah, I know the town, so it's fine, I feel like home. So suddenly it's not even been a year yet, but yeah, I feel comfortable, to be honest.
Mm. Which are the players that are you closest to?
I think Rida is my closest friend, to be honest. He's French, he's Muslim, it's like a big brother, to be honest. He looked after me last year. Really, Rida is a very good friend, yeah.
Mm. And it is a club that is hoping to push on next season, isn't it? And I know that they were fighting against relegation, but ultimately they're going to be looking upwards next term.
Yeah, I know, like the gaffer said, last year was a tough year, but I think we've done the toughest, which was to stay in the league. So now we can look forward. Once we're in that league and we've experienced it. So now, it's up to ourselves, to try to go and get as high as we can, So now the players, we've got the experience of last year as well. I know it's not been easier, but at least we learned a lot, and we learn a lot, and now we're together, so we can look forward together as well.
Personally, how much do you think you learned? Because obviously first team football for the first real time in your career at the Championship level must have been a great experience.
Hey, it was, to be honest, it was. Like I said, Sheffield, they came, they got me, they made me play, they really believe like I had the potential to do something, and so far it went well, and I hope now I signed there, it'd be even better. And really, I believe the club and me can work well together and can achieve good things.
How would you describe yourself as a player? Because Dave Jones used you as a winger for a large part of last season, but you have played full-back as well. What is your favourite position?
It's not always easy to say, to be honest. As a left-back, I've done my job last year, and he changed me and played me as a left mid, and that's where as well I played well as well in that position. So really, it's hard to say. Me, I just like to say I'm left-sided player, and whoever, what the gaffer want to do with me, that's what I will accept, and that's what I will do. And obviously, I have to work both positions to be good in both and to be available for the manager if he needs me, one of them too. So really, I say I'll take both, but I have to work both aspects, like defensive and offensively. So really, it's better to have two positions anyway in football. So I just want to be someone who can play both positions and can play well in both positions, so I have to work hard for that.
Do you enjoy the freedom sometimes of playing in the more attacking role, though, being able to take people on and maybe even chip in with a few assists and a few goals as well?
Yeah, it is, to be honest. It's exciting. You have to admit it. It's exciting. Every young kid, when he started, that's all he was looking for, attacking. But once when you grow up, you understand football is about attacking, defending, helping your teammates. So it's true, fullback is sometimes more demanding tactically, mentally, but it's still a very good position. So both positions are nice, but it's true, the freedom of attacking midfield, when you can attack, it's always great to have it. It's always a lift, you feel confident, and it's true, yeah.
You've talked about your friendship with Rida. A large part of last season, Rida was playing left back, you were playing left wing. Mm. Do you complement each other well? Is that a good sort of attacking aspect for Sheffield Wednesday? Because he likes to get forward as well, doesn't he?
I think because I played left back, I could understand what he wanted to do and how he felt sometimes. So, I think we work well together, last year, and really helped me, to settle down, to know the people, to know the way we play. He helped me, and I tried as well to help him on the pitch. As we work as a pair last year. So the our left side was ours, so we have to really protect our left side and for us and for Sheffield, obviously. So I think, we were together. We had a good understanding on the pitch, and I think that's why it went well, because on and off the pitch, we got on well. So it's, you know, when you're close to a person and, you know, you're very, like you're like friend, when you put it on the pitch, it's always easier to play with a person like that. So, yeah, it's been good, yeah.
When you look at yourself, and there's also Mikel Antonio, Jermaine Johnson and Jacques Magoma, they're four attacking options for Sheffield Wednesday. They're going to cause teams a lot of problems next year, aren't they?
Yeah, true. We hope so, and that's why I think Davidson wanted all these options, because he knows this is a tough league and it's many games. So you can't only like play with two players. You gotta have a squad, and that's what I think Davidson understood as a manager. And he knows like we're gonna need all the players. We're gonna need all the players to push on and for competition as well, because as you know in football you need competition. You can just be there and, you know, and train, and there's no competition, thinking, you know, you take everything for granted. You know, you have to work hard, and I think this is a good thing even for the squad and for the players, you know, that four attacking midfield which could compete in that league.
You've committed for 4 years. What do you hope to achieve during that 4 years at Sheffield Wednesday, or at least that initial 4 years? What do you think this club can do over the next few years?
As you know, like, I think this, as you know, the past of the club, you know, it's a massive club, and it won't be easy, but if we could make them steps to take it, you know, where it was, I mean, step by step, you know, day after day, but if you can get closer each day, that's something which is very good. So I think, you know, 4 years, it's true, it's a long time, but that's what it takes in football, as you know, to build a team, to build a club, and, you know, like, it's not like this club is sleeping, you know, they're alive. But, you know, to make it more lively, it takes time. It doesn't happen in one day. As you know, football is season after season, you know, weeks after weeks. So we're going to have to work hard each day to make it, you know, to take the club like where it was at the past. So, you know, it's going to be hard, but hard work. So we're there to work. So hopefully it will go well.
Just finally, I mean, how long has this week been with the sort of the move and you've been talking to clubs and stuff like that? Has it been a new experience for you, and are you glad that it's out of the way now, or did you actually enjoy those negotiations?
No, I'm glad it's out of the way. You know, sometimes you think, like, it's good to have options, but sometimes it could get you confused, you know? And it could really get you confused, and you could not lose your head, but you could get a bit mixed up. So when it's out of the way, you know what you want to do. I think you should just... I'm glad, like, it's out of the way, you know, it's been a long week, not a long week, but, you know, sometimes it's been long. And I'm happy like it's finished, and now I can just express myself for Sheffield and try to be the best I can.
And is it good to know, you know, where you're going to be for the next 4 years? When you're a young lad trying to sort of make your name in football, there's a bit of insecurity there, isn't there? But now that you know a club has bought you, you're going to be here for 4 years. How reassuring is that?
Yeah, it's true, but that's like I said, they didn't sign me for 4 years just for me to be there. Just be there and chilling. I came here, you know what I'm saying, to work hard, you know, to help the club. Like, you know, like I said, you know, this club has got ambition, so I think I have to be ambitious as well. I cannot be there and don't have the mentality to be there. So, you know, I signed for 4 years. It's going to be hopefully 4 years or four successful years. And, you know, I hope me and the club will go in the same way.